with Cody Lindenberg from Anoka, Minnesota. And first of all, you're getting out in the field, it seems like each week, just a little bit more and more in terms of every down and getting an opportunity to get in on some plays outside of special teams, which you've been really good at as well. How much fun are you having out there?
Oh, it's awesome. Just having a great time with my teammates. You know, we're a tight group here. I mean, that's what I was talking about. A connected team is a dangerous team. And I think we have that great chemistry all around the guys. We love being out with each other. That's the thing. We play for each other. We're not out there for selfish reasons. We're out there playing with each other. We're tired. We're out there. We look to our brother next to us. We're keep going. Bend, don't break. And, yeah, I mean, I was hurt last year. I mean, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable this year. Foot feels good. And I think I'm just building that confidence with my teammates and my coaches to be able to get more time on the field.
What do you take from your fellow linebackers, too, in terms of some of those guys are old guys, right? Like Mariano's been around forever. What do you take from a guy like that to help you with your game?
Oh, a guy like Sorry is invaluable. It's honestly great. Since I've been a freshman, he's helped me tremendously, not only with like my performance on the game, but my mental state in the classroom, in the study rooms, just being able to understand how to study, maybe what to look at when you're watching film, and just having a guy like Sorry around, even on like older guys, just having different perspectives of guys that have played on the field in different positions, different spots, it's honestly invaluable.
You mentioned that you're more comfortable this year, had to fight through the injury last year. And then I remember that funky freshman year, right, because he had COVID, no spring ball, didn't even think we'd have a season. And then all of a sudden the Michigan game starts and you're starting, right? Kind of take me through what the comfort, how that progression went from how you maybe felt that night to now when you go on the football field, how much more the comfort level's there.
Yeah, so coming out of high school, I mean, I didn't play a ton of linebacker. So even coming into here in college, learning linebacker was obviously a difficult task to do just coming out of high school, obviously faster play, bigger guys. But I mean, that's something everyone's got to come and adjust to. So, I mean, that's not just something that's specific to me. So, I don't know, going into that Michigan game was obviously tough. Being a freshman, not having, because I was out during spring ball, short spring ball, obviously. And then coming into fall camp, we had obviously the COVID contacts with hurt a lot of guys, including me. I was out two separate times during fall camp. Not a ton of time that I'd like to had to prepare, would have liked to have a good more time, but I don't know, I went out there, did my absolute best with what I was taught and what I obviously prepared on the field with, and from there until now, growing, having more experience on the field, I think what helps a lot of guys, just understanding the tempo of the game, different situations, a smarter player is a better player, obviously, you can understand the situation, you can understand what the other team is going to do, so from then to now, a tremendous amount of confidence has been built inside of me just to be able to know that I can go out there and do my job with my teammates so they can trust me and I can trust them. So I think it's been a huge leap for me from my freshman year to now.
Transformation to your body too, right? You were a skinny high school kid starting in the first Big Ten football game, and now I look at you and it's like you're a bona fide Big Ten linebacker that looks like you're a linebacker.
Oh yeah, my body feels a lot better. I came in here around, I think, 215, low 220 maybe. Pushing on 240 right now, hanging out there. But I feel good, still feel fast. I can move around the field pretty good. But yeah, it just helps the game a lot when you can get your hands on someone, not let them throw you around on the field. So yeah,
you're making plays too. I mean, when you're getting your opportunity, you're making tackles. How much I got to word this right, because when I watch you play and I watch you shed blocks and make tackles, I mean, you look like a linebacker. You're one of those guys, a gritty guy, the guy that has some speed laterally, but also when you get your hands on somebody, they're going to get tackled. Kind of take me through your mindset when you're out there.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the first thing we got to do is do our job. That's the first thing Rossi says. Like, if you want to make a play, you're not going to go out there and make a play, like in quote-unquote make a play. You're going to go out there and do your job with elite detail and elite how. And that's how we're going to go out there and do our job with our teammates, because each of us have our own job to do on the field. And if one of us don't do that job, obviously it hurts the other people on the team as well, because if I'm not in my gap, it's going to squirt through there. And whatever the rest of the team does is going to be hurt them, because if they're in their gap and I'm not in mine, it's not going to honestly matter what they do in their gap, because it's going to squirt through mine. So honestly, every person needs to do their job with elite detail and elite how, and then the play should come to you.
And when it does, then you make it.
And if it does, then you make it. There you go.
And you've been making those plays. So you guys are sitting here at 4-2, off to that hot start with the first four wins. Now, back-to-back weeks, that obviously you'd like the result to be different. So what's the mentality now heading into this weekend for you guys as a group?
Well, we've got to respond. We've got to be better than the past 2 weeks. You know, we've been saying obviously, we say you got to be better than the last week, but it's executing the game plan this week better than we did the last week. Obviously, you got to be better in every aspect of the game. It's always stuff you can get better at, but it's just that point of being better at the execution of the game plan, because every game plan is different for every opponent. So I think that's the biggest thing we're focusing on, is executing the game plan as best we can.
You seem like a guy who grew up loving football, so I'm assuming you watched those whiteouts when we were younger, and now here you are this week getting to play in it. How much you looking forward to that? And obviously, it's a big challenge.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, yeah, going into the whiteout game, It's been a huge thing, obviously, since, honestly, I don't even know when they started it, when Penn State did that, but it's been obviously a really cool thing for any team that can go and be a part of it. But that's honestly not like our worries, our team right now. We're focused on what we need to do and go into that game. Obviously, game plan your team, the opponent, what they're going to do, but at the end of the day, you need to focus on being the best team you can be.
What do you see from Penn State a little bit offensively?
Oh, they're a good all-around team. They can throw the ball, run the ball, mix it up a lot, especially with that Northwestern game when it was pouring down. They ran the ball a lot, but we expect them to mix it up a bit, throw the wrench at us, but we're ready.
As PJ Fleck says, just execute, right?
Exactly.
That's a key?
Exactly what I just talked about earlier, doing your job with elite detail and elite how, and the plays should come to you, and if they do, you got to make it.
You're from Anoka, Minnesota. How much fun is it to play for your home state? Take me through the recruiting process and when you decided you wanted to be a Gopher and what the experience has been like up to this point.
Oh, man. My recruiting process wasn't, I'd say, the most flashy in any case. I mean, I got word from a lot of FCS schools, Missouri Valley, NDSU, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I knew I wanted to play for Minnesota. Ever since I was a little kid, there's a picture of me at an open practice at the old TCF Stadium, standing with Goldie. I was probably, a little short guy. I don't know how tall I was at that point. But, I wore maroon my whole life. I just needed to add that gold piece coming here. And, it was a dream come true. As soon as I got the offer from Fleck, I had a trip planned to Baylor, canceled the trip. I'm here, Coach. I'm all yours.
And here you are. What was it like running out that first time at the tunnel?
Oh, man. Obviously a little different with no fans with whole COVID situation. But, just being on that field with my teammates and just the players around is just anything you could ask for.
What do you think about your Minnesota upbringing has maybe helped shape who you are as a player and a person?
Obviously that winter aspect, cold, got me used to that a little bit. Anyone can be fine in the cold, but I think it's just that mentality of I'm not going to let the circumstance dictate what I'm going to do on the field. So, just being a Minnesota guy, I think obviously every football is different around the states. But I think hard-nosed football is what gets us ready up here. And then going Big Ten football is nothing like anything else. So getting us ready for that is honestly what I have enjoyed the most.
Nice, too, to be close, to have your parents and friends and relatives come watch you.
Yeah, it's awesome. That was honestly another big part of my thing. I'm a big family guy. Love being with my family. Love spending time with them. That's another thing if I would have went anywhere down south. Obviously, I'm a play ball where I go, but just being around the family really helps. I think, especially with, mental. I know a lot of guys get homesick and stuff, freshmen. Even older guys, I know they miss home. Talk to them every once in a while about that stuff. But, just getting a nice home-cooked meal every once in a while, dropped off at night, nothing beats it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it's been fun watching. Continued success. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's Cody Lindenberg from Anoka.